You know, I want you to have an opportunity to hear partly from some of the children themselves. You know, I really like it when we can hear from the kids themselves. And particularly now, as we talk about this whole notion of social media in general, Facebook in particular, its impact on us, I want you to hear something that some of the young people said about this whole issue of why social media is important to them. We talked about some of the whys based on some of the studies done. Let's hear what some of the young people themselves have to say about it. Canadian Broadcast Corporation, particularly through the Public Broadcasting Service, gave some information about this based on some interviews that some researchers had with some young people. So check this out.
The teenage brain. A mystery that has confounded parents for generations. Everyone wants to know what exactly is going on in those heads. Researcher Yalda Uhls had the same question, but fast forward to 2014 and she's using social media to try to tap into what they're thinking.
I want you to write down on your boards what is an important value to you for your future.
She went one-on-one with teenagers in Los Angeles trying to unlock that mystery. What's important to them? What are their priorities? What do they want?
Turn over your board and show us what it is.
It used to be teenagers' number one priority was to be part of the crowd, part of the community. Now, it's money. And that four-letter word, fame. Chelsea Trotty is 10, and what rocks her world is this. Making small films and waiting for the likes from her social media friends. It's all about the likes.
Well, it feels really good to know that people appreciate my work because I put a lot of work into this stuff, and so and when they don't like it, kind of feel bad.
What's it like to be you and famous?
Well, it's like everyone rushes up to you, oh my gosh, and you know, it would just be really cool.
So they'd all pay attention to you?
Yeah.
Not much difference with these grade 6 kids in Canada.
Okay, let's see hands up for iPads and iPods. Who does texting?
We all have like
Instagram.
Instagram. Oh yeah.
Instagram. Okay.
On Instagram, people can comment like on your photos like, "Oh, you look really pretty," and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, these kids love their likes too.
Gives you a good feeling when someone likes the picture.
I like it when people like my pictures and it makes me feel really good.
Ah, but what about fame?
It would be awesome. Like, well, I mean, like, everybody would know your name and stuff.
Everyone would just be all over you asking for your autograph.
That's really hard.
That's a hard question.
Because, like, who doesn't want to be famous?
So why the change in values? Researcher Yalda Uhls, mother of two teenagers, says it's no wonder. It's all around them.
Television had been around, you know, forever. It's been around since the 50s, but the major change was social media. And these kids at this very young age were aware of it, and they were using it. And on top of it, the reason we think that the television shows were now communicating this concept of fame to these kids, they were just reflecting what these kids already were doing.
The show she grew up with, remember the Andy Griffith Show, Happy Days, I Love Lucy, Laverne and Shirley? They had a whole different set of values. Family values, a sense of community. Not anymore. She started comparing them to the shows her kids were watching. This one, Hannah Montana, about a teenager by day, famous rock star by night. And then, the mother of all shows about the pursuit of fame, American Idol.
And we looked to see what were the values that were communicated in these shows. And what we found was that the number one value in those shows, out of a list of 16 values, was fame. And what was very interesting is that in every other decade, it was number 15 or 16.
Doesn't Richard look nice tonight?
That warm and fuzzy community feeling, gone.
So it's a complete flip.
Complete flip.
And that's not all. The online world today's teenagers are living in may bring them the fame and fortune they crave, but it can also bring heartbreak and bullying. Amanda Todd, Rataya Parsons, Jamie Hubley. The list of victims grows. The dark side of the wired world. But neuroscientists in BC may have found answers in science.
When you're engaged with your phone or something external, these areas that are involved in daydreaming and thinking about your own thoughts and feelings shut off.
The answers may be in the brain. See that blue area of the brain? That's the area that learns empathy. What they found is that those areas that learn empathy are only active when you do nothing, when you daydream. And that's something today's teenagers don't do.
Kids are constantly engaged with their technology, their phones and the internet. They're not activating these brain areas that are important for self-reflection and reflecting on other people and allowing that empathy to emerge.
Do you guys daydream? Do you ever just kind of watch the clouds go by and not think about anything in particular?
Yeah.
How much time do you think you spend doing that, daydreaming?
Like 30 seconds a day.
Yeah, probably. I'm so busy most of the time with sports and organized activities that I'm always on the go. I don't have a lot of time.
And if no daydreaming means no empathy, we could be developing a generation that cares less about other people.
You're online and bullying, you don't get these cues that tell you, I need to inhibit this behavior that's having such a negative impact on another person. And therefore makes it very easy for bullying to continue.
But what worries parents and experts alike is how these fundamental changes to the way teenagers' brains are wired is going to change the way they live in their wired world.
Wow, what do you think about that, ladies and gentlemen? Young people. I mean, not 16 years old. Middle school age. And they're saying fame is what's most important to me. Have some true off time. And not just 3, 4, 5 minutes either. Some serious off time. Some time away from the television and away from the computers, away from the smartphones, just away time, off time. You know, you think about how we are told that the day is coming when people are just going to become less and less sensitive to each other's needs. People are going to become lovers of pleasure. Children are going to become just insubordinate, not going to listen to their parents. People are going to be loving less and less. And when people are loving less and less, you can best believe they're going to be less empathic, much less empathy because of much less love. You think we can start making it part of the family lifestyle, part of the family culture, to have off time, especially during dinner time, times that we're sitting around the TV, sitting in the living room, just chatting with each other, off time, and start encouraging our kids and ourselves to spend less time with the devices so that we can become healthier spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and eventually physically. I know, the truth be told, we can probably count on social networking sites being used more and more and more, as some are saying that the use of these sites is unlikely to fade anytime soon. All right, back in a few.